If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
The room, where is everyone? No one wants to come in the room because it's so sour in here.
It is not sour.
It's sour.
It's a little sour. Very sweet.
I don't know. Is anyone coming in for... The only one we're missing is Sam.
Well, we're only missing Sam, so why don't you start? She'll be here in a second.
Okay, let's go around the room. I'm going to see what's on your mind. Maybe it's something uplifting. Something fun. Something light and airy. We'll start with you, Gandhi. What's going on?
I would like everyone to do something today. I did it yesterday and it was fabulous. I just texted a bunch of my friends and I said, hey, tell me something nice. And the answers I got back were such a wide variety of things, but they were all really nice. Some of them were nice things about me, which I wasn't actually soliciting for, but it was great. And other things were just nice stuff that was happening in their lives, and it was a lovely little mood booster to see how everybody was doing and just get a good thought from them. So do it. Text your friends today. Just tell me something nice.
Well, I'm a little upset you didn't ask me to tell you something nice.
You're too sour. That's what's wrong with the room.
I'm not sour. I'm not sour at all.
Like a Sour Patch Kid.
No, I'm listening to the people.
The people.
I do the show for the people. Hey, what's up there, Producer Sam?
Today is very important to me because it is my mother-in-law's birthday. Oh. So if you work with Miss Dorothy Domke, please embarrass her and go say happy birthday because she has gifted me my very favorite human on this entire planet. So I have to love her as much as I love my husband because she made him him. So, Dorothy, I love you. Happy birthday, and we will celebrate soon.
Aww, happy birthday. Nice.
Happy birthday, mom-in-law. Hey, what's up there, Frog?
Do not try everything you see on TikTok. Last night, my son says, oh, hey, did you know that if you put an egg in a dog's mouth, they won't bite it? Okay. So he puts an egg in one of our dog's mouth. He did not bite it, but he dropped it on the floor and there was egg everywhere. Just please don't try everything you see on TikTok. Just believe it happens. You don't have to try it. Thank you.
I wish I could have seen that. So hey, what's stupid up there, Scary?
Yeah, vague booking is so 2009. Gandhi and I both found out that one of our friends was vague booking. We saw the same post, and then I saw two more people vague booking today.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say.
We are being vague. You're being vague about vague booking.
I'm vague radioing, I guess. But whatever it is, I'm just saying, just don't do that anymore. I mean, why?
Give me an example of what you're talking about.
I can't.
So when people are like, please send me all your thoughts and prayers. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, well, kind of, you're talking about it. Yeah. So what am I supposed to send your way? Just like, oh, best of luck in whatever it is. Right. I need to be specific with my thoughts and prayers.
You get no thought, no prayer.
Right.
tell me what it's about.
Wow.
Right. Why not? But you're right, though. You shouldn't go in and say, you know, it's really bad. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how bad it is because it's so bad.
Yeah.
Then don't tell me.
Or just like a picture of them at the hospital with some tubes or something. And like, I don't want to talk about this.
But they what? Do.
Okay, all right.
You cannot put a picture of yourself with tubes.
I need to know why these tubes are in you.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Danielle?
I want to apologize to Allie today because I almost flashed her. So at my house... So at my house, when I pass my husband Sheldon, a lot of times I'll like lift my shirt and go, woo, and then keep on walking. For some reason, I had a lapse in judgment and I thought Allie was Sheldon. And I went to pick up my shirt and I went, oh, what am I doing? That's not appropriate right now. So Allie, I apologize for what you almost saw. And I apologize to my husband because Allie didn't look anything like you.
Well, there is that. I think knowing Allie, she would have appreciated it.
Oh, definitely she would have.
So no apology needed. You should apologize for not doing it.
Okay, sorry I didn't do it.
Sorry I didn't follow through. Hey, what's up, Nate?
Okay, it will happen to us all, and I experienced it the other day. I'm turning into my father, and I realized this when I got some shoes, and I'm trying on the shoes, and I'm like, the right one's a little tight, but the left one's a little loose.
Oh.
I got to go back and get new shoes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, because my dad would have this thing where he would try on shoes, and he actually got kicked out of a shoe store one time.
His left foot was a size 7, his right foot was a size 11.
Yeah, so he would try on shoes for hours and hours, and they never fit right. So I'm at that point in my life where the shoes just don't fit right, and I've turned into my father. So it's just a matter of time before I'm kicked out of a shoe store.
Like, do you have a faster growing foot?
The left one is bigger than the right one.
I'm the same way.
I think a lot of people are like that.
I always try on the left shoe.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't fit, then who cares about
the right shoe? See, I do the opposite. I try on the right because I have a little weird thing with my right foot.
Then we should buy shoes together.
We should.
So that's my question. Like, I started going like, okay, I buy 12s, but why can't I buy an 11.5 for one foot and a 12 for the other foot?
You should start a store like that. How cool would a store like that be?
How fantastic would that be?
I guarantee people would shop there.
Danielle, why don't you guys start?
What would you call it? Odd lot. No, yeah. It's already taken. What would you call it?
I would call it just the left, but then what happens with the right?
Yeah. There's got to be a great name for it. Somebody text in the name.
Gandhi, wasn't there a story not too long ago about someone who broke into a shoe factory and they stole like a truck full of shoes and they're all left shoes?
Oh my God. I'm sure there was. I'll have to look this up.
Who discovered that one? Yeah, he was like, oh, I got good news and bad news. Anyway, all right.
This is a great idea.
Come on, Danielle.
Well, shoe store. Turn that off. Shoe stores that would actually let you like have a size 11 on your left foot and a size 11.5 on your right.
Yeah.
They should sell them separately.
Bobby Brown, this is a good idea. Invest. And who else invests with us? Barbara Corcoran.
The whole half size thing stops at 12. I'm a 12.5 in the one foot. Why is nobody making 12.5 size shoes?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they stop. They go from 12 to 13.
Oh, shoot.
What about, you never noticed that?
We have small feet. We wouldn't know that world. Yeah. That is a whole other universe.
Wow.
Anyway, maybe it's a bad business decision.
No, I think this
There's only one way to find out, guys.
Let's start it. Who's in?
I'm in.
You got to just balls deep. Let's go.
I'm in.
All right.
Elvis, would you invest in our new store?
Absolutely not.
There'd be a lot of single shoes floating around.
It's cheaper just to wear extra socks on my right foot.
Oh. Reports of UFOs in his office have received 1996 anomalous characteristics, which basically means, yes, they don't know what they are, but they're not ready to say that they're aliens just yet.